North Carolina became forever known around the world as the state that outlawed climate change a few minutes after 11:30 on June 4th, 2012. That's when fake newsman Stephen Colbert boiled down the General Assembly's actions into a tight, easy-to-repeat headline.
I think this is a brilliant solution. If your science gives you a result that you don't like, pass a law saying that the result is illegal. Problem solved.
Of course, the problem wasn't solved. And almost 3 years later, the scientists came back with a new report. It still predicts that sea levels will rise, but since it only looks 30 years out, the amount of rise isn't anywhere near the 39 inches predicted in the first report. That made it much more palatable to people like Heather Jarman, a lobbyist for real estate and development in Wilmington.
We believe that the report before you today is a much better, thorough report that encompasses not only a scientific approach, but just plain common sense that is applicable in today's development world.
Jarman made her comments to the Coastal Resources Commission last week in Dare County, and she was hardly the only one offering praise. Commission member Neil Andrew went even further.
It was just a few years ago where North Carolina was the punchline of a lot of jokes regarding this particular topic, and I think the report that was done most recently by a science panel was very thorough, very professional, and is something that we should all be proud of.
The shorter time frame wasn't the only change that diffused the politically charged situation. Frank Gorham, the CRC chairman, also fought off calls to put climate change deniers on the science panel and set up two out-of-state peer reviewers.
The process worked perfectly. I mean, politics was not involved in this decision. We recognize the value of the science panel, and they recognize the value of our peer review group, and they respected each other, and you got the results here.
Praise for the new report might be widespread, but it's hardly complete and universal. Many say looking only 30 years out won't help with planning large-scale public projects, like bridges and hospitals, that are designed to last longer than that. On the other side of the spectrum, longtime science panel critics like Dave Burton told the commission he was still not yet ready to accept overwhelming scientific consensus.
The most important fact that everyone needs to understand about sea level rise is that it has not accelerated at all in response to human greenhouse gas emissions.
Clearly, the debate will continue. What is unclear is what decision makers will do with the mild to moderate sea level rise predicted in different locations by this report. Gorham, the chair of the CRC, has already indicated that he thinks local communities are better equipped than the state to come up with new plans.
Because the tide gauges showed us emphatically that there's a difference between north and south part of the state. So I don't know how we'd come up with a statewide regulation that addresses those differences.
Even if it doesn't prompt statewide action, the new report has already, in the minds of people like Larry Baldwin, accomplished an important goal. Baldwin is now a member of the CRC. Before that, he was a driving force behind NC20, the group of developers and land managers that fought so hard against the first report.
So we've come a long way, and I really do hope that Stephen Colbert cannot get any more material out of us, because I think this is a much more factual report.
The fight over the sea level rise report has outlasted the show that brought it so much attention in the first place, as Stephen Colbert, at least the character, has retired. The new sea level rise report will now go through a lengthy public comment period before it gets to the General Assembly next year. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.